KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Public Works Minister Dean McPherson has laid a criminal charge against the suspended CEO and spokesperson of the Independent Development Trust. It comes a day after the Daily Maverick released video footage of Tebogo Malaka and Pasha Magolane allegedly offering a bribe to one of their investigative journalists. The duo allegedly offered Pieter Louis Meiburg 60,000 rand to get him to stop his investigation into their properties or into her properties and her connection to an IDT contractor. McPherson says he met with the IDT's board last night after the video emerged.
Watching the video made me sick to my stomach and left me in disbelief. It's one thing to hear about corruption. It's another thing to see it take place so blatantly and with a feeling of impunity. This stands in complete opposition to everything that I believe in and stand for as a minister.
He says attempting to bribe a journalist to bury the truth is an attack not only on the free press, but our democracy.
I was well aware, even before stepping into office, of the serious and long-standing allegations surrounding the IDT. For years, it has been plagued by governance failures, incomplete projects, tender irregularities, and repeated audit disclaimers. Over the past year, we have begun restoring order and integrity to the IDT, but we have faced fierce resistance, not just from within the bureaucracy, but through an organized and well-paid-for and funded campaign to protect criminal entrenched interests.
Malaka was placed on suspension last week in connection with the awarding of a controversial 800 million rand oxygen plant tender for the health department. President Cyril Ramaphosa has spoken on the phone with his U.S. counterpart Donald Trump. Presidency spokesperson Vincent Magwenya says the conversation took place yesterday.
The two leaders undertook to continue with further engagements, recognizing the various trade negotiations the U.S. is currently involved in. Respective trade negotiating teams will take forward more detailed discussions.
And Thailand and Cambodia have agreed to extend their shaky peace pact. The neighboring countries were engaged in 5 days of deadly hostilities along their border last month after a long-standing dispute over border temples boiled over into violence. At least 43 people were killed. A truce was brokered by Malaysian Prime Minister and Chair of the Asian Regional Bloc, Anwar Ibrahim. In the first days of the ceasefire, both Thailand and Cambodia accused each other of breaching the deal with limited skirmishes along their shared 800-kilometre border. The top story this hour, Public Works Minister Dean McPherson has laid criminal charges against the suspended CEO and spokesperson of the Independent Development Trust. It comes a day after the Daily Maverick released video footage of Tebogo Malaka and Pasha Magolane allegedly offering a bribe to one of their investigative journalists in exchange for him dropping his investigation into her properties and connection to an IDT contractor. Go to ecr.co.za for the latest news. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.